It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 2nd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Facebook will only say that it will have a, quote, significant mobile-focused announcement on Thursday. But published reports suggest that what's on the way is a custom mobile phone that comes in one flavor, Facebook. The editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews is Lindsay Turrentine.
This could be a phone in which the operating system sort of serves up all your Facebook activity on the front screen, on the lock screen, so that you know what's happening in Facebook land all the time.
And it might encourage you that if you're going to get emails, maybe they would come through Facebook's interface and maybe not so much your regular email?
Possibly. You know, this could make it easier to see what's going on in that ecosystem all the time. For some people who really are active users of Facebook, that might make sense.
There is a battle going on for the digital environment that we live in. I mean, Apple wants your ecosystem to be theirs. Google wants it to be Android. Because once you're in an ecosystem, it's still like the Hotel California. You may never, never leave.
That's true. And what's interesting about this is that the rumors are that this is an Android device, so you would think that Google would be less interested in people using Facebook for primary communication. On the other hand, this could help market Android phones.
Well, one of the other topics of discussion this week is who might make such a phone. Facebook might not partner with Apple or Samsung or LG, but good old who to make this thing?
HTC. That's the rumor right now. HTC is a manufacturer that actually produced the first Android phone and was on the ascent a few years ago and then has sort of taken a backseat, especially to Samsung in the last few years. So HTC is trying to get back in the game, and this could be a really good chance for it to get back in the marketing conversation, get out in front of a big audience.
So we'll wait till Thursday to find out how much, if any, of this stuff is in fact in Facebook's actual plans. We know that Facebook has some kind of big announcement on Thursday.
They're being public. They're saying it's their new home on Android. So a lot of reporters are saying that this product is actually going to be called Facebook Home. It might be an application that's available on a lot of different Android devices.
We'll see. Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Researchers have found that software systems evolve in ways that might not surprise Charles Darwin. Computational biologist Sergei Maslov led the team at Brookhaven National Lab that looked at software behavior. BitTorrents for file sharing are good at spreading copies of software, songs, movies, and other intellectual property. In Nature, Maslov says, bacteria does much the same thing.
All bacteria in the world have access to this pool of genes from which they can free to get the genes they want and incorporate it into their genomes. The same is true for Linux. If you want to install a software on your computer, all you need to do is point your browser to a particular web page and then you'll have the software installed in your computer.
While computer programs are not, of course, alive, he says software evolves in biological ways. Think survival of the fittest or rewarding reproduction. And one of the things about the technology beat is that so many stories look like April Fool's jokes. The following item was reported as true by lots of legit news sources, from The Atlantic Magazine to the San Francisco Chronicle to Fast Company and beyond. News that they're going to deliver newspapers by drone aircraft in the Auvergne region of France. A partnership between the Postal Service there and a pilotless aircraft maker called Parrot. Now, I smelled the fishiness of what the French called poisson d'avril, but NBC News beat us to the punch, extracting an admission from Parrot that the drone newspaper story was a prank. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.